K Country 102.3, can't get away from a good time. That's Logan Mize from 2015 here on the Joel D Show. And we play that song because joining us for this week's Artist Spotlight is Logan Mize. He's got a brand new single out, and he's out on tour as well. It's Ain't Gotta Grow Up, which is pretty much my life's anthem. And we'll play that song here a little bit later. But right now, Logan, what's up? How are you, man?
Man, I'm great. Thank you. We're just sitting in Salt Lake City right now. Okay. We had a couple days off, so parked here, and then we're headed to Reno tomorrow.
So I got to ask you this question, because you are a Kansas native, which puts you into the proximity of the Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl champs. Are you a Chiefs fan, and did you get to watch the game?
Yeah, man. We had a day off from tour in Salt Lake City, so the bus is parked here, and I walked over to a sports bar, and it was packed, man, and I think most of the people there were 49ers fans, so it felt really good to be like the one Chiefs fan in there and get the win, man. I've been a hardcore Chiefs fan since I was a really little kid, and then they had me come play Red Friday, which is like the home opener Friday before, and they made me a custom Kansas City Chiefs jersey with my name on the back, so like I'm pretty diehard.
Heck yeah, dude, nothing better than being able to do the home opener for your favorite team, and then they win the Super Bowl this year as well, so that's very cool. All right, Logan, so I know you're kind of on a time crunch. You got to do sound check here in a little bit. Let's get straight into some very random questions. When you were first starting out, as for most artists, the struggle is real. You had bands breaking up, record deals falling through, being homeless. But one story I need to hear about is about the time when a barn burnt down at a house that you were renting because you went for a beer run.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that story.
Well, let's just say I definitely got my sources in Nashville.
Well, we had a party out there. I lived in this house in White's Creek, Tennessee, and the band lived there, and I went to the store or something, and one of my bass player was like hung out with a bunch of drug dealers, like, you know, he was an idiot, but
oh, that's so awesome.
So he brought all sorts of like weird people around that I didn't know, but they'd come out there and listen to us rehearse, and I went to the store for something, and we had a bonfire going. They decided, like, his idiot friends started throwing, like, it wasn't our barn, you know, it was our landlord's barn.
Right.
And they started throwing, like, our landlord's personal belongings on the bonfire. It just escalated from there, and I got back, and everything was just burnt to the ground. And you know, obviously I got evicted from that house.
Right.
But I didn't go to jail, thank God.
Right.
But, yeah, I have a long history of that. There was a different time where a friend of mine burnt down a trailer house at a party that I was having, and when the fire truck got there, I was the only one on the property, and I had to explain to them that I did not burn the trailer house down. So
that would be a fun one to explain. I'm here, but it wasn't me. All right, so looking back, who are some of your influences on your music?
My biggest influences are probably like Elton John, Tom Petty, John Mellencamp. But country-wise, yeah, I was into Chesney. You know, it's like the 16, 17 years old. Like, it was a great thing to, you know, I was into riding around in my 85 Jeep Comanche listening to, you know, Chesney songs and trying to get dates with girls and stuff. But, yeah, musically, like, I've always kind of listened to Elton John is like my ultimate inspiration as a kid, so.
Okay, nice. So to keep you going down memory lane a little bit, when you first started touring, you toured around in a 1989 station wagon, and this thing has its own Instagram page, which is pretty legit, too. Would you want to tell us a little bit about the touring and stuff like that? Because it looks like you were doing that back in, like, 2015.
Yeah, I started touring in, like, 2009, so we've been at it for, like, 11 years. But, yeah, like, in 15, maybe it picked up a little bit. Like, we finally started touring in a bus in 2015. But, yeah, I had a station wagon. But I only do that once a year. It's like for a month, I'll tour in a station wagon just to do an acoustic pop up shows, and it's a lot of fun. But it's taken some years off my life that I need to try and get back.
I bet, because some of the stuff that I've seen on that Instagram page for your station wagon, which by the way is named Glenn, there's some crazy things like some Dukes of Hazzard hood slides, trying not to spill beer. And I'm not sure how I would feel about the hood slides because, you know, I traveled around in a van for 3 years, so you kind of build a connection with your vehicles.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Glenn's a living, breathing being, man. He's a he's a special car.
So obviously you kind of answered this question. I was going to ask you if he was out on your Ain't Gotta Grow Up tour with you, but I'm assuming he's at home tucked in?
Yeah, he's in the garage back in Kansas, man. I put him away for the year. I might do a little work on him and try to get him fixed up. We put a lot of miles on him in January, so it's all original. 1989, I think I replaced the transmission in it, but that's about it. And it rolled back over to zero, so it only has like 17,000 miles on it right now.
All right, Logan, I suppose I should probably start wrapping this thing up. I know you have to get ready for some sound checks and stuff like that, so totally appreciate you taking time, hanging out with us here on K-Country 102.3. You want to go ahead and plug your social media before we play your brand new single?
Yeah, for sure. So you can if you just go to loganmize.com, there's links to, and that's M-I-Z-E, there's links to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. I'm trying to figure out TikTok, haven't quite yet.
Right.
We're currently on tour with my friend Willie Jones, and we have a brand new single called Ain't Gotta Grow Up, and go check it out.
Heck yeah, and we'll definitely plug those in on our end as well. Well, hey, I'm sorry I've been asking you some super random questions.
No, it's all good, Joel.
But to start wrapping things up, you just want to go ahead and intro your brand new single?
Absolutely, buddy. K-Country 102.3, this is Logan Mize, and here's my brand new single, Ain't Gotta Grow Up.
I like cutting loose on Friday nights in a smoky bar, staying out till the sun comes up and burns out all the stars, scuffing up these boots on a dusty dance hall floor. When the band starts packing up, I still want me some more of that good time all night. Country kind of throw down, just cause last call comes around, it ain't time to slow down. So hand your boy a cold beer, cause I'm just getting started. Gonna steal a kiss from a little miss, life of the party.